In 1997, when Netflix founder Reed Hastings returned Apollo 13 to Blockbuster and faced a $40 late fee, he didn't just get annoyed, he got inspired. That moment of frustration sparked an idea that would eventually topple a video rental empire. This story perfectly captures the essence of Tiffani Bova's growth IQ. Sustainable business growth rarely comes from a single brilliant move, but emerges from understanding the complex interplay of strategies, timing, and market context. As 87% of companies eventually hit growth stalls, with only a quarter recovering to previous rates, the search for sustainable growth has become the most persistent challenge executives face worldwide. Why do so many businesses fail at growth? The answer is deceptively simple. They're looking for that one magical solution, the silver bullet that will transform their trajectory overnight. This quest is fundamentally misguided. Even resource-rich giants like IBM can experience extended decline, 22 consecutive quarters of revenue drops, when they misunderstand this truth. As Bill Gates wisely noted, success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose. Companies maintaining a business-as-usual attitude fail to recognize that customers, industries, and technologies constantly evolve, requiring continuous adaptation. Growth success depends on three critical multipliers: context, combination, and sequence. Context means understanding your specific market conditions and customer needs. Combination refers to implementing complementary strategies rather than isolated initiatives. Sequence involves deploying these strategies in the right order for maximum impact. This holistic approach creates a powerful multiplier effect. Under Armour grew from Kevin Plank's $15,000 investment to a global powerhouse by targeting a niche: one product, moisture-wicking t-shirts; one market, football; one customer type, athletes. This blue ocean strategy established their beachhead before expanding. They perfected the sequence: first, customer-based penetration within their niche, then market acceleration internationally, driving 47% international sales growth in Q4 2017. Contrast this with Mattel's misstep. Despite modernizing Barbie with diverse body types and progressive careers, they lost their Disney Princess partnership, worth $500 million annually, by appearing to prioritize their competing fairy tale doll line. As CEO Chris Sinclair admitted, "We took Disney for granted. Shame on us." The context of their Disney relationship, combined with poor sequencing of product launches, created a devastating growth stall. In today's hyper-connected marketplace, customer experience has become the ultimate differentiator. The statistics are compelling. 86% of customers will pay more for better experiences, while 67% cite bad experiences as their reason for leaving. A single negative interaction can permanently damage your reputation, with over 70% of customers consulting reviews before purchasing. Sephora revolutionized beauty retail by understanding this principle. While competitors sold through department store counters organized by brand, Sephora organized by product type, allowing customers to compare across brands. Their assisted self-service model lets customers try products before buying, shifting from brand loyalty to a try more, buy more approach. By leveraging data from their Beauty Insider program and introducing augmented reality features, Sephora achieved double-digit growth across regions. Even Starbucks learned this lesson the hard way. After tripling to 13,000 locations, they sacrificed customer relationships for efficiency. Returning CEO Howard Schultz acknowledged that "the most serious challenge we face is of our own doing," and took dramatic action, closing 7,000 stores for barista retraining at a $6 million cost. The result? A 551% stock return between 2008 and 2017. The lesson is clear. Customer experience must become your company's DNA, not just a department or initiative. While many companies obsess over acquiring new customers, the most accessible growth opportunity often lies within their existing customer base. The economics are compelling. acquiring new customers costs 5 to 25 times more than retaining existing ones, and the probability of selling to current customers, 60 to 70%, far exceeds that of new prospects, 5 to 20%. Red Bull exemplifies masterful customer base penetration. They sold a lifestyle, not just an energy drink, targeting adventure-oriented 18 to 34-year-old males through extreme sports sponsorships and events. This strategy enabled premium pricing and market dominance for over a decade. Their success stemmed from perfect sequencing. First, mastering customer-based penetration in Austria, then pursuing market acceleration globally, and later adding product expansion with new flavors. McDonald's provides another instructive example. After expanding their menu by 75% between 2004 to 2014, they inadvertently complicated operations, causing slower service and quality issues. Their turnaround came when they implemented customers' most frequent request, breakfast all day, but only after correctly sequencing by shrinking the overall menu and upgrading kitchens. This strategy delivered impressive results. After launching all-day breakfast in October 2016, McDonald's shares rose 17% in 2015, with U.S. same-store sales up 5.7%. Product development should primarily provide value by solving customer needs. This increasing value keeps customers returning and companies growing. In today's competitive environment, companies no longer need to rely solely on high R&D budgets and long production schedules. John Deere, founded in 1837, has consistently excelled at product expansion for 180 years. A pivotal shift came in 1972 with their Sound Idea tractors, which maintained proven hardware but enhanced driver experience with enclosed cabs, heaters, radios, and adjustable seats. This marked an evolution from product-centric to customer experience-centric approach. By prioritizing farmers' needs and embracing digital technology, they transformed into both a product and platform company. Contrast this with Blockbuster's failure. Despite dominating video rental, Blockbuster ignored customer experience. Rentals were frustrating with limited inventory, time-consuming browsing, and punitive late fees. When Reed Hastings founded Netflix after a $40 late fee, it directly addressed these pain points. Blockbuster's complacency led them to enter online rentals 5 years too late and decline purchasing Netflix for $50 million in 2000, a catastrophically short-sighted decision. After exploring various growth paths, a critical question emerges. How do you know when to transition from one strategy to another? Timing is crucial. Jump too soon and you leave money on the table. Jump too late and you miss the opportunity window. The key is riding each growth path until you've extracted maximum value, then leaping to the next when the curve begins to plateau, not after financials have already flattened. This requires clear metrics and systems for continuous monitoring. Beyond numbers, companies should maintain market intelligence teams tracking competitor moves, product developments, and changing customer behaviors. Amazon exemplifies masterful navigation between growth paths. Starting as an online bookseller in 1994 using customer experience, they endured 6 years of unprofitability while investing in infrastructure. Once profitable, they pivoted to optimize sales with one-click ordering and recommendation engines, generating an estimated 35% of sales. They've since touched all 10 growth paths, always identifying and jumping to each new path at precisely the right moment. The most crucial insight, growth needs to be counter-cyclical. The best time to create new opportunities is when things are going well, not during struggles. By mastering context, combination, sequence, and timing, companies can transform their growth trajectory through the intelligent orchestration of multiple strategies working in harmony.